We wanted to introduce a special guest on the program here who's going to be joining us from Olympia. That's one of our regional state senators here from the 20th Legislative District, State Senator John Braun. You know Senator Braun. He's been on the program before as we've talked about his leadership role in the Senate Republican Caucus, particularly on the budget issues. Senator Braun has a new position this year where he's actually the leader of the Senate Republicans. Senator Braun, we appreciate you joining the program. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Mike. I always enjoy talking with you during your show.
Well, we appreciate you taking time away from your remote legislative session there and taking a break from your Zoom meetings to join us. We would love to be able to join you in Olympia and testify on the various bills and committee in person, but we understand that the majority party continues to shut out the public. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. It's been something we pushed back on since the session started back on the 7th of January. It's a frustration. I get that they want to be, that there's a desire to make sure we don't have a public health problem as we're conducting this session, but it was entirely possible that they could have allowed in-person access both to the legislative building and to committees, frankly, and still done it safely. If we can go in and out of Costco or Home Depot or Walmart, and why on earth can't we manage safely going in and out of the legislative building or one of the committee buildings?
Well, we appreciate your leadership on that, Senator Braun. Now, as we understand, this legislative session, one of the primary responsibilities of importance is the adoption of the 2021 to 2023 biennial budget for the state, right? And now we're in a budget crisis, is that right? That the revenues have plummeted, the state is starving for revenue, and that we're not able to get by. And so you're going to have to enact new taxes and fees on us around the state to pay for the basic expense. Is that correct?
That is exactly the message the Senate, the majority Democrats would have you believe, but it is 100% false. The reality is, based on the most recent, and I'd just be clear, 6 months ago, I think many folks would agree with that. Now, based on the amazing resilience of our state's economy and the budget revenue forecast from November, the forecast from just before that, we're actually balanced with current revenue out through the next two bienniums. So four and a half years, we are balanced. In fact, if you take the savings that the governor had in his budget, we end up with almost $1 billion in unrestricted ending fund balance. And just to be clear, that's on top of the $2 billion we have in the rainy day account, budget stabilization account, as it's officially called. And then we have over $2 billion in stimulus money from the federal government. So we're actually just the opposite. We're a little bit flush.
We're a little bit flush. The budget is balanced for at least the two biennium or 4 years out. However, the majority party continues to talk about new taxes and fees as well as increasing and raising existing taxes. Senator Braun, one idea that's been floated that they're talking about there in Olympia that we've heard, it's been trickling down here, is the tax at the gas pump. I know, many of us are still dependent on a fossil fuel fired automobile, and we're having to fuel up at the gas station here to get from point A to point B. And we're being told, at least we're hearing down here, that the Democrats in Olympia are wanting to increase the gas tax a little bit. Is that correct?
That's right. The House Democrats rolled out a bill last week that would have an 18-cent gas tax associated. That's on top of the gas tax we already pay now. It would also have a carbon tax it's hard to tell exactly, but we think it'd be around 13 to 15 additional cents per gallon based on the carbon tax. And then they're still not giving up on the low carbon fuel standard, which, as you know, doesn't provide any money for any transportation infrastructure. It just adds somewhere between 30 and 50 cents of additional tax to each gallon of gas. So this is nuts. I mean, this is, there's no parallel to this amount of increased taxes on our gas. It's particularly harmful in districts, like the 19th or the 20th, where in a rural district, people drive longer distances. They love to talk about how Washington State's tax system is regressive. But if you actually look at the studies of our tax system, the thing that makes it regressive in large part is our enormously high gas taxes. So their solution is to raise those taxes. It's just not logical.
So in addition to the concerns about the budget, new tax and fee proposals, Senator Braun, I know that there's been some conversation about various forms of additional relief and assistance and programs and additional services to be provided concerning the COVID-19, that the Democrats' plan includes some $240 million for business assistance grants, some $668 million in additional assistance to schools, $365 million in rental assistance, and $618 million for COVID vaccination administration, so on and on. I was going to ask you, Senator Braun, in your position in of leadership and also with your colleagues there in the Senate, how is the relationship between your caucus and from your vantage point with the majority party, and what is the relationship like in kind of debating and discussing and hashing out some of these proposals in this new environment where you're working remotely and online via Zoom? You don't have those as many anyway, those person-to-person relationships and conversations that you might have used to have.
That's a good question. So most of the stuff you just listed out, most of that is funded by the federal stimulus money. And in this area, I actually give the majority credit. They have worked cooperatively with our caucus. We don't agree on everything, but there are some things we agree on, some things where we disagree. They've been flexible in adding language to make sure we feel like it's spent well, because we feel, and they won't say it in as much, but I think there's a growing concern that maybe over the break where we weren't in charge, where the governor was in charge by himself, that maybe it wasn't all spent as well as it could be. So, you know, there's at least an attempt. I give him credit for that. Now, that said, it's really hard to do this when we're spread out often around the state. Even when we're in Olympia, we're spread out in our offices. It's very difficult to have those short conversations in committee, before or after committee, in the hallway, you know, or quick meetings to try to help understand each other's concerns and work together. There is a true effort on many topics like this to work together in a bipartisan fashion in Olympia, but it's really hard when you're separated like we are right now. So I think the answer to that is we got to slow down. We got to focus on the things that have to be done, the things that are controversial, things that really are going to be really hard to get just right for our state and that are not urgent. They can be put off till later in the year or next year when we have a regular session.
Now, speaking of the committee work and the timing and slowing down, Senator, as I understand the way it works there in Olympia, you have certain deadlines, if you will, and cutoffs and timelines for getting things done. One of those is fast approaching, as I understand, and that's Monday, February 15th. That's a deadline, as I understand, where a bill must be passed by the committee in which it's heard, and they're originating, if it's in the House or the Senate, the committee has to hear it and pass it out. Is that right?
That's right. That is absolutely right. So that's known as cutoff, and all the policy bills have to be passed out to the Rules Committee, you know, just before they go to the floor for consideration by that day. And then the following week, we have what's called the fiscal cutoff. So any bill that has a significant financial impact, either, you know, to the state, has one extra week to get through either ways and means or transportation, then get to the floor. So it's coming pretty fast, and we only have a couple weeks left.
So with that in mind, Senator Braun, thank you very much, by the way, for sponsoring Senate Bill 5114. Senate Bill 5114 concerns safely reopening our state and getting back to some sense of normalcy. This is a bill that you sponsored, that was introduced, referred to the Senate Committee for State Government and Elections, and that was scheduled then for a public hearing, as I understand, and was heard. Then, as I understand, the committee takes what's called executive action. Is that right? And can you educate us, how exactly does your introducing this bill in the committee's hearing, how does it move through the process to get us to a point where we can safely reopen and resume our phase two model under the Healthy Washington Roadmap to Recovery Plan? How do we get there from here?
So that bill had a hearing last week, Wednesday. We had just over 1,600 folks sign in for the bill. I think it's the standing record. And we had unfortunately only allowed 1 hour for folks to testify. So most of the folks that signed on did not get to testify, which is unfortunate. But we had great testimony for those that did. Overwhelming support for the bill. People recognize that this is harmful to these small businesses around the state, that it's not based on science. And we see, 47 of 50 states around the country, including the ones that are doing better than us in response to COVID, have some form of in-person dining. So good testimony. Next step, based on the testimony, you'd expect it to come for a vote, and they'd send it on to the Rules Committee. But the chair refuses to vote on it, and which is disappointing, I guess. It's the nicest way I can put that. To his credit, your state senator, Senator Jeff Wilson, made a motion in committee yesterday to bring it to a vote just force it to a vote so we could see just where the Democrats stand on the issue. The chair immediately adjourned the committee, would not consider any further bills, was somewhat flustered and I think a little bit upset. But I mean, this is a pressing matter. People are really frustrated by this. There's, the despair, the frustration, the tragedy that goes on with these mandatory shutdowns from the governor, isn't okay. So we're pushing hard. We had a motion toward the Senate yesterday to bring it for immediate consideration. We had two Democrats vote with us, the rest are all opposed. And I think they need to go back to their constituents and explain why they're standing against reopening our economy.
And they need to explain that. Senator, if you have a few more minutes, we'd love to have you stay on the line. We do need to take a quick break and recognize our sponsors. You've been listening to Town Hall with your host, Mike Wallen, and Senator John Braun on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Pets, Ponds, and Instruments, we are now open. We've got bass, acoustic, slide, and electric guitars. Ukuleles, amplifier, rare and new. Pets, Ponds, and Instruments has what you need. Port pads, oil and wax for your wind and reed. Plus accessories, repairs, complete setups, we do it all. Any instrument or amplifier. We're COVID-19 safe with great social distancing. Pets, Ponds, and Instruments, open 7 days a week, corner of Commerce and Maple, downtown Longview.
Hey, Tony and Corey here with the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, built by Par Lumber.
As homeowners ourselves, we know how difficult it is to start and finish a project.
We'll give you tips on how to maintain your home and the motivation you need to get it done.
So tune in this weekend. You'll definitely get a laugh and you'll likely get some good advice, but only if you listen.
The Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon, right here on AM 1400 and 99.1 FM, KEDO.
This weather report is brought to you by WeatherGuard Roofing. Exceptional craftsmanship and unparalleled service since 1998.
In the weather forecast for tonight, there will be patchy fog, otherwise cloudy with a low around 35. On Friday, patchy morning fog, but mostly cloudy with a high tomorrow of 43. For the weekend, rain likely Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. You'll get tremendous deals right now. Just go to WashingtonEDeals.com.
Private leak. Why do I have a drip in my office and water on my desk?
Because the roof is bad. I tried to fix it myself, sir.
Didn't I tell you to call the guard?
The guard?
Yes, Private, the guard. Weather guard.
Oh, yeah. They'll keep you dry in the rain or snow. 577-7200.
They're our first defense against the weather. Now, call Weather Guard.
Sir, yes, sir.
Keep you dry in the rain or snow.
577-7200.
Weather Guard!
Hi, this is Patty from Acupuncture Northwest. Microneedling will make your skin look beautiful and more youthful. Microneedling at Acupuncture Northwest is a truly holistic anti-aging treatment. The safe, chemical-free method stimulates collagen and elastin production, which rejuvenates the skin, improving overall appearance. Microneedling also reduces fine lines and wrinkles, minimizes pore size, and improves the appearance of scars and age spots. Ask about our special. Buy one treatment and get one half off. Call Acupuncture Northwest today to learn more and schedule your appointment. You'll feel beautiful.
Walker Insurance has moved. Our esteemed global headquarters now occupy the penthouse suite of River Suites Tower on First Avenue in Longview. But don't worry, we're still professional and friendly. We still serve free coffee. An office of whistling insurance nerds who feel the thrill of butterflies at the mere mention of the words property casualty, life and health, and certainly the more saucy and provocative vernaculars such as agreed value, inland marine, and words that make even the novice stop and marvel, waiver of subrogation. World events have forced us to double down on our commitment to the needs of business professionals and individuals alike. America is strong and truly a great country. Each of us continuing our professional journey with assiduous determination and renewed commitment is a productive step we can each take for the good of all. Abraham Lincoln once said, "I'm a firm believer in the American people. If given the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts." Abe had a team of adversaries. He knew that each of them brought unique expertise that were needed to accomplish the combined task. If you have questions or concerns about your current insurance coverage, let us help. That's exactly why we're here. It's one of the reasons we continue to grow at a rapid pace. Walker Insurance, a team of nerds giddy for proper coverage.
More live and local conversation about Longview, Kelso, and beyond. This is Town Hall with Mike Wallen on AM 1400 KEDO.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Town Hall with your host, Mike Wallen. On the line is State Senator John Braun of Centralia, the Senate Republican leader. And we were just talking about Senator Braun's proposal in Senate Bill 5114, an act relating to safely reopening Washington that proposes to allow our businesses, institutions, facilities, and all other places and organizations to immediately and safely reopen or resume under the governor's Phase 2 Healthy Washington Roadmap to Recovery Plan. Senator Braun, thank you so much for sponsoring this bill, and thanks to all of the your colleagues for joining you on this, by the way. You had mentioned some 1,600, I believe, individuals had signed up to testify and give comment in the committee. What was the reception of the committee members, by the way, in the state government and elections committee there in the Senate?
I would not presume to speak for all of them, but I can tell you the folks on our side of the aisle are very impressed by the amount of testimony, the positive nature, and the sincerity as folks showed up, you know, committed to opening in a safe way that protects their employees, that protects their customers, but allows them to keep their businesses alive and move out from under the thumb of state government. So very powerful testimony, and I can't speak for the Democrats, but I can't help but think they had to be at least somewhat moved by the testimony.
And Senator, about that, it's a little bit different this year in that we can go online and log in and we can submit the written commentary, of course, but we can actually testify in that way before the committee. I know the Washington Policy Center, our friends there, had been advocating for this kind of adaptation of technology for years now. They're very thankful we have that kind of access. But does it really make a difference, Senator, on your opinion from your participation prior to being elected to the Senate and then also now serving the state in the way that you do? Does it make a difference if we were to log in and to join those committee hearings and provide comment in the public meetings?
Yeah, you bring up a good point. And so I'm a fan of remote testimony. It's a powerful tool, especially a state as big as Washington. You know, you can sign in and participate from afar, you know, especially, I mean, for us, it's a little bit of a challenge, but if you're coming from Eastern Washington, you got to drive 6 or 7 hours to testify. It's a good option to have, but we shouldn't confuse it with the power of in-person testimony. You know, I think about 2 years ago when the hairdressers showed up in response to a bill that would have put them out of business, and they were everywhere. They just swarmed the Capitol, and the mood was unmistakable. This bill was a disaster. Would put them and their families, you know, out of employment. So, you know, it's not the same when you have 1,600 people signed in. You know, probably more people signed in, but it's not the same. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just, you can't replace that in person. You know, drive to Olympia and share your feelings in person with legislators, and they can you see them face to face. They know you're a real person, and they gotta deal with the real challenges. That's very powerful, and you don't get that in a remote testimony.
Well, appreciate the comments on that, Senator. Do you expect that the security precautions underway at the legislature currently, the fencing, the security personnel, and the non-inclusiveness of the public and the media, do you think this will continue, or do you think this will be short-lived, this restriction on our access?
Well, it's just another source of frustration. I think, you know, a few weeks ago, the State Patrol got surprised, and there were, frankly, some bad actors that shouldn't have done what they did. But the response has been a little bit overkill. And I could understand it as we approached the inauguration, the presidential inauguration, and folks were wanting to be cautious. But that was now a week ago, over a week ago. There have been virtually no protesters at all, let alone anybody that was remotely dangerous. So I think this is becoming more and more intolerable that we have fencing around our state capitol, that we're not allowing folks to come and assemble in peaceful protest. That is absolutely each of our right. You know, that doesn't allow violence or political violence, physical violence. That should be unacceptable. But peaceful protest is our constitutional right. And to my way of thinking, we are impeding that right now, and we need to stop it.
Can I even bring a packet of information to your office under the current circumstances?
No, you can't.
No, it used to be we could drop off handouts and pamphlets and letters to our representative's office to say hello to the assistants and to provide some input. Even if we couldn't get an appointment, we could drop off some mail. We can't even get on the campus.
That's two different issues. I mean, we have the security fencing, the cyclone fencing all around the Capitol building.
Okay.
We don't have it around the Newhouse building, where most of our Senate members have their offices. So, but even without that, the majority Democrats have put in place restrictions on access based on COVID concerns. And as I said before, they're over the top. We can do this. We could absolutely do this safely. And yes, we can do it virtually, and many people will choose to do it. But you've got to have the right to go up and see your legislator in person. If you're taking proper precautions, there's no reason that shouldn't be allowed, in my opinion.
And, Senator, if you had it your way, what would be the result of the legislative session? What's your hope for the remaining legislative session if things went smoothly for you?
I'd focus on just a few things. We have a few things we need to do to follow up on the public health, you know, especially for seniors and long-term care. I think we can do better there, and we should. We need to pass a budget that's balanced, that makes, you know, good investments, but lives within our means, keep a light touch on our economy so they can recover from the COVID economic challenges. We should get our schools back in operation in person. Now, we are lucky in Lewis and Cowlitz County. Many of our school districts are leading the state and getting back to in-person school, and I'm very proud of them. But that's not true around the state. There are hundreds of thousands of kids right now that don't have access to in-person school, and they're losing ground every day. They're going to lose almost a year by the time this is done, maybe more, in places like Seattle, where they're saying they may not go back to school until next fall, and even then, possibly, hybrid. So, I mean, we got to get our kids back in the classroom. The research is clear. We can do it safe. There's very low risk if you take basic precautions to the kids, to the faculty, the staff. This shouldn't be like that. So those are the things I would be focused on. And those are the things that are really important right now in this kind of unusual session that we find ourselves in.
Well, Senator Braun, we're so thankful for your voice there and your leadership in the legislature, particularly at this time where so often we feel that the governor overlooks Southwest Washington and gives us so little attention that we really need on the various issues. Department of Ecology as an agency that is out of control, the Employment Security Department and the problems they have. We're so appreciative that you are there to work on these issues on our behalf.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on today. I enjoyed the discussion.